The ego. Much has been asked about the ego, what it is, why it is, what purpose it serves, and how to overcome it, etc. Much has been spoken and written about how to understand the ego, how to come to terms with it, how to live with it or without it, all from the vantage point of the belief system of the one writing or speaking about it. Ego, beloved one, has been part of the dream of forgetting. Ego is the voice of separation, which speaks that the holy child, enamored of many adventures, has journeyed far from the Father's kingdom and is alone, separate, potentially vulnerable. It is part of the drama which you are saying you will play, part of the script agreed upon on this plane, the point of focus where you see yourself to be. The ego is not known in other realities, realities with a small r. The ego is very definitely not known in reality with a capital R. But within the drama which you have said you will come and play right now, it is part of a belief that there is such a voice which would speak of separation. And yet, what you are doing now is coming through that voice to a place of remembrance which says, oh hey, this is just one of the plays of, we will choose a playwright such as Shakespeare. This is one of the plays of Shakespeare. I've played with these plays. I've acted in this. I've done all the roles which Shakespeare has written about. Now I will try another playwright. And then you go on to another drama which does not hold the belief in ego. Ego has served you well in this drama. It has not been a mistake. It has been by divine choice. For you, as the holy child, have chosen it as part of the ingredients of this drama. So it has been by divine choice, and you may thank it for service it has given you. It has been your messenger, your teacher, pointing out limitations in belief, an image which you have held about yourself and your brother. Many, many times it has come and knocked upon the door of your mind very strongly. Many times you have run very quickly when you have heard its message, and you have acted in habitual fashion, out of fear and belief in separation, out of judgment of self and others. But now, what you are witnessing and allowing is a change in response. When the voice of ego comes and knocks upon the door of your mind and insists that you let it in, you are now being rather discretionary about it, saying, I think perhaps there is another way to look upon this situation. At that point, already you are calling in the expandedness of whole vision. Other times, in this lifetime and other lifetimes, you have not even paused to consider what voice this is. Where does this voice come from? You have not asked the question. You have heard the voice, and out of fear, you have been reactive, not proactive where you chose because you know you have choices, but you have reacted because you felt there was just one choice, and you'd better get on with it quickly before something worse befalls you. Fear comes from the identification with form. It is form which can be threatened, seemingly, and yet even form cannot be threatened in truth. For in the resurrection, after I had allowed the body to cease its functioning upon the cross, I, because I knew my oneness with the life force which we are, reactivated the body, reactivated with the light we are, and brought forth the form again, slightly altered in vibrational frequency. You do this also in a moment of happiness. You do this in a moment of revelation. Those who behold you as you experience a moment of great joy and revelation see a transformation even of your form. There is a heightened vibrancy. It does not take what you would see as a tragic event of crucifixion to bring forth resurrection and transformation. You do that from moment to moment. Form awaits your direction, and yet, because of the increasingly intense identification with form, you have seen it to be your master and you have feared anything which would be seen as a threat to the form. Now, when the voice of ego comes up, thank it for being the companion you have asked it to be. Thank it for serving you in what you saw the drama of other lifetimes to be. But also you cannot deny that you now know that you have a choice, and the ego knows that you now have and knows you have a choice. So you see what has happened in this drama, this improv already. The ego must shift, and it does. Sometimes it gets a bit more subtle, sometimes. But as you are vigilant within the heart, you recognize it and say, stop, stop a moment. Where is the voice coming from? That is the question you need ask. Where does that voice come from? Then thank it for pointing out the possibility of limited judgment and get on with the options, the choice to be proactive. Ego has been seen as a great villain, something which must be slain. Much has been written about how to do battle with the ego, with the tempter, with Satan, with evil. Well, you know your battles with the voice of ego. When it has come and you have sliced off its head, it has then grown what you would see as a dozen other heads. Is this not true? It has come up in other ways. Allow yourself to be at peace with ego. Has it not been written, resist not evil? When you resist, where does that keep your focus of attention? Where are you abiding in that moment? The ego has served you well in the drama. It has been your messenger, your teacher, as you have asked it to be. You have asked it to be part of the script you have seen yourself playing. In any drama, there are certain elements of the script as it is presented, the givens of a drama. Then you proceed to improvise and you change from there on. But there are certain beginning elements, and that is what the ego has been, an element which you have asked to be there. Now, you collectively are saying, I am going to improvise and I am going to say, I have choices. I have the choice to listen to the voice of ego, which speaks of separation from the allness that I am, which speaks from a place of fear that says, I must defend, that I must judge others, and that I must judge myself. But you have said, no, I am going to throw in a new element here. I have choices. I have the choice to know that I am the one who has been scripting the drama. And then everything, all the creation shifts. So when the voice of ego comes up, thank it for being on your stage, for you asked it to be on your stage, and then chose anew. Choose a new script, for you are free to choose anew. Choice is one of the other elements of improv which you have put into the drama. You are saying now, I'm free to choose. And do you know what a great shift that is made in your drama? And where did that idea come from? You, the great one which you are. One instant that idea wasn't there, the next instant it was there. You see the power of an idea, and everything shifts. So thank the ego, be at peace with it. Do not be at war with it, for as you have to be at war with something, you hold it tied to you in chains. As you allow it to be only one of the elements in the script, and not a very important one any longer, it dissolves into the shadows and the wings somewhere off stage. Then you proceed with a point of focus which you choose, and that is powerful.